possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you again for listening, as always. We hope your week was a good one. And hello, Jewel. How are you doing today?
Hi, Laurie. I'm doing okay. Hanging in there. Not melted yet. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Yeah, it's yucky. It's really hot, but it better days are coming with the
That's
heat
right.
Seems to be being reduced this weekend and into next week. Doesn't seem like it's going to be crazy hot, so I'm looking forward to that. Had my air conditioning on. I do not sleep with it at night, but, you know, we have it on during the day. And it's always nice to have air and to be thankful for it and keep you cool.
Yes.
But yeah, it's okay. It's okay, Joel. We went last week, and I know we're always talking about, you know, the farmers and how much we love them and what they do and how hard they work. And so the farmers market is opening. Well, as you listen to us, it'll be open the day before. It opens on the 18th. So hopefully they get a crowd, which they will because they always do, heat or no heat. But tomorrow it is supposed
right.
to be nice on Friday. So anyway, so let's keep going with that, getting your tomatoes. And we took a little ride on Saturday, Meyer and I. As I talked to you a couple last time, we were talking about the mulberry bush, Mike Culinary and his wife Hoppy, Helene, who is a Hopkins from Hopkins Farm. They had closed their business on Mulberry Street. It was purchased by someone. And so they're doing all of their sales like they did on Mulberry Street up at their farm, which is in Wyoming County, actually. So we took a little ride. It's not far from Temkanic and about 8 or 9 miles outside of Clark Summit and right on the Susquehanna River. So it was a great ride, and so we took a ride up to see what it was like, and we got the biggest tomatoes. I was so excited. I got some Kirby cucumbers and 6 huge tomatoes, and I was so happy because I love them. Excuse me. So they were delicious.
There is nothing better than a farm fresh tomato. The texture is perfect.
Yeah,
the flavor is perfect.
Oh my
they're
God.
Just delicious.
Jewel,
they
were so good. I had just some Cooper cheese and some tomato, salt and pepper, and mayonnaise on this great. I had gluten-free sourdough, and everyone else had regular sourdough, and everybody loved it. Some chips, a pickle, and that was our Saturday night dinner, and I'm telling you, it was so good and so nice to like bite into the tomato. And then during the week, I cut up another half of one that I had, and I cut it up and sprinkled a little bit of Italian dressing and salt and pepper and ate that just like that, like just in cubes of tomato. Oh, my God. It was so good. And I'm so excited because now they begin, Jewel. The tomatoes are around, and I love them. And in my yard, I went up. There were a couple. And, of course, they're not ripe. But there have to be, at this point, there's probably 100 tomatoes between Big Boys and Heirloom.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. I cannot. There's so many. So we will be doing a lot of stuff with tomatoes this summer.
Yeah, good.
As I do anyway. I'll even give you a couple, Jewel. How about that?
I would love that because I eat tomato every day.
Yeah.
Every day. Yeah. I put tomatoes, I pair them with everything. Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
They're a great source of vitamin C. There you go. So that's
the lycopene is so good for you.
Yes, yes. They are. They're just great. They're great. If you love them, that's a great nutritious thing to eat for sure. I've been making caprese salad frequently the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
And that is one of our favorites. Yeah. I mean, it's so easy, so quick, and it's just nice and light when it's been so hot out. Very satisfying. Yeah. So I'm excited about the farmer's market.
I love it. That's
opening.
One. Yeah. Yeah. But that's one of my favorite salads. I love homemade mozzarella, and then you have the fresh tomatoes and fresh basil. You can't go wrong with the balsamic drizzle. That's phenomenal. So, yeah, lots of good things to come and talk about and enjoy, and they're good for you at the same time. So it's all good. So that we took a little ride, and that was nice. And prior to that, the weekend, Thursday night, I went out with three of my friends. We call each other the Sabika girls because we used to buy Sabika jewelry for years with Sandy Pagnani. And, of course, Sabika closed. There are other ways to get certain things, but Sandy Pagnani and Mary Beth D'Andrea and Mary Jean Dixon and I went to Alfredo's, and we had a nice little time there. It was good to be there, and they always have wonderful food. We could have sat outside, but it was a little warm, so we were inside. Mm-hmm. And that place, no matter when you go to Alfredo's, it's consistently perfect. I've never been there any time that anything I get, which is usually a Caesar salad, it's always delicious. So shout out to Donnie Galacci and Leslie because they do a great job, and Maddie Martini. They just really do a great job running that place. And they're open 7 days a week. So you can always go there. And the pizza, as you know, is, I wish I could still eat it. I can't. They do have gluten-free, but not like their square round. I used to love their round pizza. That was my favorite. That was my go-to. But, you know, so anyway, we had a lot of fun. And then Friday night, one of my dear friends, we all are Third National Bank friends. We all got to know each other way back in 1980. So Linda Dunder Riley and Midge Garvey MacArthur, and I went up to Marcy Griffin's house and up in North Pocono, and we had a nice little reunion of sorts. Linda lives in Florida, so she came into town with her husband Mike. They're both Dunmorians, and they were in for a couple days, and so we got to spend some time with her, and I'm just so happy. Anytime she comes in, I'm thrilled. We're going to try to plan a girls' vacation somewhere with a few of us, and I think that'll be fun. We just have to make it happen. But it's always so good to be with your friends who know you best, who've been through thick and thin with you. I mean, I started in 1980. I just turned 19 years old. So it was a big deal. We all grew up together, and it was so much fun. And I love them with every ounce of my being. They're the greatest friends, and we always stick together, and we always get together. And whether we don't, like Linda said, we could not see each other for years and pick right up again when we see each other and just get right into everything we're doing. And that's what true friendship is, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like you never miss a beat. So so we had a good time. We were at Marcy's, and then Linda and I, Midgey left, and Linda and I drove home, and it was We went to Mendocino's and picked up some gluten-free pizza because they have great gluten-free, and they have a great, I love Mendocino's, and Lynn Mendocino does a great job running that place, and her daughter Christine. They just, it's a great place to go if you're up in the Daleville area there or not, because we go anyway, and I'm in Dunmore. So, but I love it there too. And Sean was coming home that night. He had a wedding. Julia Casey was getting married, one of Sean's best friends, and all of his buddies were in town for that wedding, which was Saturday, but Friday night there was a welcome party. He didn't make it to that because he didn't get in time, but he went out and met them afterwards, and so I had to have some GF pizza around for him because God knows.
Right.
And I had some scones made for him, and, you know, it was nice to have them back as a newly married couple, and they spent the weekend, Friday and Saturday night, and they left. We went to Mansour's for brunch the next morning, and, of course, they do a phenomenal job as well. And, Julie, you should see Carolyn's youngest baby. Her name is Poppy, and she's 9 months
Poppy.
Old. I'm telling you.
Oh, I've met Poppy.
Well, how
yes.
about how – all right,
adorable.
Well, how about how adorable – and I want to see – I see her on Instagram, and I steal the pictures because – I just want to go through the phone and squeeze the heck out of her. She's just such a little love, isn't she? Oh, my
yeah.
God. Oh, my God.
Poppy is delicious.
She looks just like her mother.
She's adorable,
she
yeah.
She looks just like
yeah.
her mother, doesn't she? Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's
so
super
anyway,
cute.
Oh, my God, they're so adorable. Yeah, you meet her when you go up with Liz, her Aunt Liz,
That's
having
right.
your favorite French dip at Mansour's. But,
that is,
yeah.
You know
so,
it. They don't
anyway.
Even give me a menu. I just go in and they bring it. They know. They know that's my
yes,
favorite.
Yes, exactly.
It's wonderful.
And that
Mansour's is like my tears,
yeah.
you know? yeah.
Yeah. It just, it is where everybody knows your name. Norm! So it's a good thing because, yeah, it's so anyway, I've been out and about in the eating world lately, and all these restaurants, which I love and adore, and they just do great stuff. And I was at Scanlon's yesterday, and it was really good. So we had a lot of fun, and Scanlon's is great. So I can't say any more about anything other than, and we have to give a big shout-out, Jewel, to our girls at Studio RD. I'm in the downtown Scranton, but you go up to Clark Summit, and these
yes.
gals are super, and we love them. And also, and I was today getting my nails and toes, and then I went up to get my hair cut because I go to two different places, and I was up at Sanderson State Street with my love, Taryn Martin, and she does a phenomenal job with my hair. As a matter of fact, it was funny because I walked out, and I'm going to my car, and this woman, we both said hi as I walked by her. I said, hi, and she said, how are you? I said, good. And she goes, your hair is great. I said, oh, thank you. She said, who does it? I said, Taryn. She said, yep, she does mine too. It looks beautiful. So it's always nice. She does. She does a phenomenal job. And I was talking to Joanne Cummings as well, who used to be the owner. She sold it recently to Stephen and Ronnie. And so I didn't get to see either of them today. But they're a great business. And so, of course, I talked to Rosie Duffy yesterday, who owns Studio RD, and the gals are so special. I love them all, and I know you do, and they do a phenomenal job.
Yes.
Yeah, they do. They're wonderful. So we have to give these shout-outs because these are all wonderful ladies-run, owned business. Now, in fairness, Stephen is part owner, but Ronnie is, and Joanne owned Sanderson for many years. And Rosie, of course, owning Studio RD. So lots of good stuff comes out of there, Julie.
I know.
They're really great stylists. So, and I have to give a big shout out to my Stephanie Gilroy because she does a beautiful job. If you ever need a manicure, a pedicure, your hair cut or colored, she's fabulous. And Sierra, who does makeup, she did my makeup for Sean's wedding. And she listens and pays attention, and she just does a great job. But all of them, Danielle's at the desk, and Courtney's there, and Eileen, and these gals just, they just make you feel like you're in your own home when you walk in there. So it's all good, and we just have to talk about the goodness of things, Julie, right?
That's right. Absolutely. And so I actually will be seeing the guests tomorrow. because then I haven't seen her since April. So her work is cut out for her, and I'm going to apologize in advance for that. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing her. I feel like when you go in there, you're among friends, you know. It's a nice group.
Absolutely.
Everybody gets along so nicely, and they really do help you. I've had some hair challenges this past year, and they've been through it all with me. So, yeah, I can't say enough good things about RD Studio. Or Studio RD. What is it? I have the name screwed up.
Yep. Studio RD. It, sometimes it says RD Studio. I don't know, but I call it Studio RD.
I'll put a link with the proper name on our Facebook page.
That's right. You'll look it up. Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to take a break. We have some Scranton Tomorrow things we're going to talk about when we come back, and Novena that I just finished my first day. So we'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising PR special event business. And with me is Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, let them all know what you can do.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
There you go. So, Jewel, I was at Novena today. Today, as you guys know, I'm repeating myself, but I have to, so you don't think I don't think I have the dates right. But so we tape on Thursday, and so it was the Thursday the 17th we taped, and that was the first day of Novena. It'll go through the 26th of July. And I was there, as usual, on St. Ann Street, loving every minute of being on the ground, saying my Novena prayers, my prayers in general. And just being around there makes me very happy. I could not hear well. I don't know what was going on with the audio. It seemed to do that last year. So I made a call to the office while I was sitting there to tell them that it was very difficult to hear. it seemed like it got a little bit better, but they really need to adjust that. So I hope for the next couple tonight that they're adjusting that volume outside, because there's many people who sit who are handicapped or sit in their car like I do in one spot, but these people are sitting in the handicapped designated area, and it's very difficult for them. You know, it's hard to hear. So and you can go in the back, and, you know, there's speakers all over, but, man, they were very, very low. Like I said, it happened, started last year with the same way. I called my sister, and I said, Babs, you got to tell somebody, and she did. But I figured I'm just calling myself, so I did do that. And the woman was very nice, and she said, I'll let them know. So hopefully they adjust it, because it's so important to hear what the priest is saying, because that's part of what you get out of the novena. So unfortunately, I have no tidbit of knowledge and little words of wisdom that I can take home tonight, because I couldn't really hear. But other than that, I did get all my prayer. I know. I got all my prayers in. So if you're so inclined, there's lots of times to go. Give it a whirl and see what you think of it. So anyway, Joel, what's going on with Scranton tomorrow? Some good stuff happening, huh?
Yeah, there's quite a bit going on. They have a Summer of Scranton campaign that kicked off in the beginning of the month with Indie Week, which was supporting independent businesses in downtown Scranton. That was nice. And I think you and I kind of feel like we've embraced a philosophy of supporting independent businesses all year round. And I see that Scranton Tomorrow is doing that too. And that's really fun. So there are two block parties coming up, and sandwiched in between there is a restaurant week. So I can give you dates on all of this, and I use the word sandwich purposely, like, haha, it's a restaurant week. And yeah. I'm glad that you were talking about all of your favorite places to eat, because I know that some of your favorites are on their restaurant week list. So as our listeners are tuning in right now, everybody's getting ready for a block party on Biden Street. And that runs from 11 a.m. until 4 this afternoon. So lots of great businesses involved in that. Some that you'll be very familiar with. Remember, we had Jamie Durkin on from Vecina. And we had, she's on the list. She's doing the block party. So is Jen Saunders from Northern Light Espresso Bar and Cafe. And she also owns Little Wild Refillery, also on the list. They're going to have all kinds of events going on, family activities, special sales, all kinds of things going on. So it's a family-friendly day, and it's a support shop and dine local event. So, and Downtown Deli is on there, too. There's a lot of places that we love and places that I haven't been to yet. There's a fairly new bookshop and art. I guess it's kind of an art gallery, too. It's called Pigeon Post Art and Books, and that's on Biden Street, and they will be part of the block party. I'm interested to check them out. You know, it seems like there are several bookstores now popping up downtown, which I think is really awesome.
Yeah.
Read you the
and
rest
you know,
of the
Julie,
list?
All over the
go shopping?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the live studio at Amendolaro. Also, Amendolaro, Tom Grutus Optical, and the Bear Accessories. If you need sunglasses that are fashionable, Laurie, you can check them out. Burlap and Bourbon, Breedlove. I mentioned Northern Light and Little Wild Refillery, Vecina. Also, for brides in the area, the Blushing Bridal Boutique in the 600 block, they're also participating, and the Lost and Found Bookshop. So, there's quite a bit. It's the entire street, really. The 300, 400, 500, and 600 blocks are going to be hopping on all day from 11
nice.
To 4. Mm-hmm. So that's nice. And it's also
right.
the first day of restaurant week in downtown Scranton. And so many of your favorite haunts are involved in that, too. And the way they're going to run this, it goes from Saturday to Saturday, so July 19th to the 26th. You can enjoy a feature. Each restaurant that's on the list will offer three-course menus And they'll have, of course, a summer theme. So that's nice. And Downtown Deli is not on now. I misspoke. Take it back. I know. Sorry. I thought they were, and I know that we love to go there. But there's a whole bunch of great restaurants on here, too. 16th Ward, Atera 519, AV, Backyard Ale House, Bartari, Catch 21, Noir Dark Spirits, Pachocchi's Pasta. Did I say that right, Laurie? Pachocchi's?
Yes.
I haven't been there yet. I'm hearing all good things. Pilgrim's Pastry.
Oh, so good. So good.
Yes, Sambuca and Tequila. So many good places offering those special menus.
Tequila!
Yes, Tequila. I haven't eaten there yet. And it looks, everything they post looks fantastic. And I need to get in there. It looks really delicious. All of these places, though, they do a fine job.
Yeah.
And it's great that they are involved in the support local events, you know. So those are some good things. And
well,
then
the other thing that's...
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, the other thing that's really interesting is some of these restaurateurs are owners and operators of several of those that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Like the owners
yeah.
own three or four of these locations, which is amazing and wonderful all at the same time. I mean, it's a lot of work, but I think it's great that they're able to do that. It's great.
I do, too. I think it's a real labor
that is,
of love.
This is not easy. Yeah,
it isn't.
Absolutely.
It isn't. Long hours. Very hard
yep.
work, and yeah, it's tough. So Restaurant Week is July 19th to the 26th, and so it starts with the week starts with a block party, and it ends with a block party. You're going to have a good time on Biden Street on the 19th, and then on the 26th, you can party on Adams Avenue. They've got another one capping off the week.
There you
go. Yeah, it's amazing. Like, there's a lot going on, and, there'll be food and fun and family activities and everything. And sales, you know. You want to get those sidewalk sales.
I know, I love it.
That's where I found some great things on sidewalk sales.
Well, you know what, Sue? We want to give a shout-out to Nada and Company, although she's having sidewalk sales and sales right through the end of the month.
Oh,
this is their 35th year in business. They're having a little celebration to mark that occasion,
yes.
but they have a sale going on. So stop in, you can see some things outside and in, and they do a wonderful job. As you know, they're the my dress for the wedding, and my my rehearsal outfit came from there, and my wedding Friday came from there, my outfit. So they just do beautiful work. They have beautiful things. And so that's another one. Go and stop in their little, they're on the corner of Marion and Kapaus in Greenridge. So they're right there. So stop in and see them, because they're also doing the same thing. And we have to give a big shout out, because today on the 17th is Katie Gilmartin's birthday. So big shout out to Katie Gilmartin on her birthday. Yeah. So that's all good.
It certainly
and,
is.
Yeah. But, Julie, the work that's involved in any small business is intense, because most small businesses have small amounts of people doing the work. And so keeping everything everything going, and making sure if you're in retail, that the sales are up, and that you do what you have to do to participate and get people to remember you when you are looking to do to be part of this. So think about all these stores that are downtown and available to you for all kinds of things, or not in company, a little removed from the downtown. But again, 35 years of being in business, started in Clark Summit and moved to Scranton.
Mm-hmm.
Two different locations in Scranton. So, when they started, they were downtown, and then they moved to the property on the corner of Marion and Kapow. So, it's amazing the work that people do. And I just love to hear their stories. And, no different than our girl, Sunita, because Leah Janakopoulos will be coming up next. And you know, she's a woman in business, been in this business a long, long time, and this stuff is not easy. It's a lot of work. There's a lot of people, a lot of personalities, and trying to keep all that under wraps it's hard. It's hard work, but very satisfying and gratifying. And when it works well. So we can't talk enough about supporting all of these people best you can when you can, because they're here to service you and to help you, and use them. You know, they're great groups of people. I just love it. And I was going to say earlier about these bookstores all over the country, Julie. Bookstores are coming back up. They're not like being swallowed up like they were initially by, you know, You've Got Mail and that story and Amazon, right. And, you know, there are bookstores popping up because so many people want them, and they want to touch and they want to feel them. And, you know, they want to be in these books. There's such comfort in a bookstore, whether you read or not, just being in there and looking at the names and the authors, and it's amazing. And, you know, on the Today Show, which, you know, I watch, Jenna Bush Hager does the book, her book of Reading with Jenna, and she's all about it as her mother, former first lady and a librarian. And her love of books came from her mother. And it's amazing. You can see just how much it means to her to be able to read and to do these things. So anybody who reads that feverishly, I love, because I wish I could do it. And I guess you just have to make the time to do it. So
yes,
book reading is a good thing. So we're going to put that on our list, because I want to start a book club, Jewel, so maybe you'll be part of it.
I would love to. And we can talk about it.
We're going to try that one.
Share what we're reading with our listeners.
Yeah,
that's a fine idea.
Yeah.
Love it.
So I mean, we are going, and we are going to...
Yeah,
go
we're
ahead.
Almost out of time. No, we're almost out of time.
I know. Yeah. I know, that's what I said. We are going to take a quick break. But as I said earlier, we have Leah Giannakopoulos coming up next, so she'll talk a little bit about interest rates and inventory and all that fun stuff to go along with what's going on in our own neck of the woods with what's available, what isn't, rates, how you can get them lowered, all different things. But we're going to talk all things real estate with Leah. So we'll be right back, everybody. Thank you for listening, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show. I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, tell them what you can do.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thanks, Jewel. And with us is the other lovely woman of the morning, Miss Leah Genacopoulos, who is a realtor with ERA, One Source Realty. ERA has about 80 wonderful agents, I being one of them, although it's on a referring basis, and 5 different offices in 10 counties, and they are just going well and doing well, and they're always around and have been for a long time. And our head leader of the pack, Miss Sunita Arora, a dear friend of ours, Leah, and I love her to pieces. And a big shout out to Nisha Arora. And you know what we're going to say too, Leah? Big shout out to Sabash, because we love him too. He's one of our favorites. So
he's
Leah,
a fan favorite.
Thanks for joining. He's the best. So thanks for joining us today, and let's talk about all things real estate, Lee. What's going on?
I guess a bigger topic has been the interest rates, and people just want to know like where they're at, what's going on, and all of that fun stuff. And then when you look at it, everyone's like, you know, in a panic, because if you think about where we were last year we had interest rates that were really up there, you know, obviously higher than normal. When I say really up there, I'm not saying like we're in the 11 and 12s or anything crazy like that, but where we were from a couple years ago, considering they're at 2.25, 2.5, 3, 4, obviously there's been a significant jump since. However, when you talk about where the rates are now, they're more of like what they're calling it as, they're referring it to the calm period. And it's more so they're alluding to that because you haven't seen any crazy significant jumps or spikes up or down either way. So both of these have kind of like settled down. So we're actually seeing the national average somewhere around 6.78 for a 30-year fixed, which honestly isn't terrible. And then if you're looking at a 15-year mortgage, if you would prefer one of those, you're looking at right around that 6%. So also, you know, we've talked about this in the past, what things that, you know, that is also helpful in, you know, getting your rate down is something that we like to call, refer to as buying points. Again, it's a conversation that you should definitely have with your lender, since I am only a realtor. I'm not a lender, but it is something that it's a good conversation to have and see, you know, what can I do, and will it work for me? Does it not work for me? And, you know, some people don't want to do it because it's extra money up front, but then it lowers your monthly payment. But so when people ask, what does buying points mean, you know, you kind of are like, what? Like, points, what for what? Because so your points are where you're buying down your mortgage rate. So usually that just helps you out because it's something that it's like a discount point technically. So you're paying extra upfront to lower your interest rate on your monthly mortgage payment. So example, 1 mortgage point equals 1% of the loan. So at that point, you're borrowing, say, on a $300,000 loan with no points. You have 6.5 interest. If you buy a point, that's a quarter of a point, so you're getting down to 6.25. So that's $3,000 you're paying for about a quarter point. So some people, you know, obviously that's lowering the weight of your loan over time, and that's, so you might have to pay that extra $3,000 upfront, which is some people do look at it as the con, the negative, and some people are like, yeah, but I'm still lowering my mortgage by a quarter of a point, which, you know, obviously interest always adds up. So I think it's something that definitely does help. It's just obviously a case-by-case scenario for what's going to work for each buyer better. Again, I definitely recommend a conversation with your lender or your banker or whoever you're buying, getting your mortgage through, because, you know, always, too, there's all different types of programs. And, you know, everything is nice because there's not a one-size-fits-all in the mortgage world anymore. So I think, too, a lot of people aren't aware of that, which prevents people from thinking they can't qualify for a loan and that they don't want to start looking for a house. So I always say, you know, do your due diligence beforehand, and not just like, I know what type of house I want. I want a 4-bedroom, 2.5 bath in a neighborhood with a white picket fence. you know, do your homework as well as, like, where can you be, what can you afford? Because I think, too, I just had a conversation with a first-time home buyer who she didn't think she could ever get a loan anytime soon. And little did she know there's all these loan programs out there, but not just that, there's these grant
programs.
Neighborhood works. There's this, there's that. So she didn't know that there's also other programs, whether it's federal, whether it's local, that could fund her a little bit up front, and she can kind of get some of that cash to help her get to the closing table. And, you know, she said, I feel like just buying one house instead of me keep paying rent, $1,200 a month, that adds up. That's well over $12,000 a year.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's not in your pocket. And listen, I'm a landlord, too, so I'm not saying don't pay rent. I'm not saying that at all. It's obviously it works for everybody. But once, you know, you have to start somewhere. I was a renter, too, at one point, and I loved renting. It was great. But, you know, so she said, I want to start somewhere. So, you know, and again, she was a little worried about the interest rates. And I think I was talking about this with someone else. If you look at someone that keeps saying, I want to wait, well, you could wait all you want, but that $400,000 house might go up to $460,000 in 3 to 5 years. And guess what? Your payment's still going to go up. Yeah, the rate might be 5% versus 6, but it's still going to be 6 of one and half a dozen of the other. So it doesn't really matter. I think it's what works for everybody. And I think there's a situation for everyone out there that could really look at, you know, what is going to work best for all. Because, again, like, there's no more of that, I need 20% to get into a house with a conventional loan. There's all different types of loan programs. And I think the best thing you should do is find a realtor and find a lender that could have these conversations with you.
Right. Leah, also, we talked about it before, but it bears repeating, is seller assist. That also is another way that you can work towards your closing costs with seller assist, and people to understand what that means, and whether it's offered or not but the offer is there and it can be part of it, and it doesn't cost the seller anything either, other than the price of the house is a little bit more than it would have, you know, sold for, which doesn't go in their pocket. It's towards the, you know, that's what the seller does to assist. And there's no commission on that. So those are important things to look at, too, to help. Do you find people taking advantage of that? And do you also find that sellers are willing to do that versus not do it? Or is it a case by case?
Again, that's a case by case. Everything is always different. It depends on what the buyer's needs are.
Okay. All right, but there's still tools that are available. That goes back to what you're saying. Yeah, going back to meeting with a realtor, it no matter how much time you spend scrolling the internet and what's available or driving around and seeing signs and knowing what they're like and then figuring it out, do that. But make sure while you're doing that, you're also dealing with the realtor who can help you and guide you and let you know the options and the all of the tools that are available to you to buy the house you want, to get the mortgage you need, and to go in pre-qualified. And therefore, that would mean you talk to your lender and know all about what's going on. We had, Leah, a couple months back, Carmen Caputo was on from Fidelity. And he came on because, of course, they're one of our sponsors. And two segments in a row. And I'll tell you what, he gave a really, really, really good overview. Julie, you remember that was a good one, and it was loaded with information about mortgages and the types of mortgages and what you can do. And it's so important to have that knowledge when you're buying a house, and even when you're not buying it, you know so much more. You can help somebody with it. So go and talk to the lenders. Real estate agents and lenders work hand in hand. They have to. It's important that happens. So what about the inventory, Leah? Well, how are we doing with that? What's going on with that in this neck of the woods?
Well, so there is none.
Here we go.
It's crazy again. So as of January up until June, right now, obviously, we're in July, but we're always a little bit in arrears. If you were to look at our northeastern Pennsylvania, the outlying areas around Scranton, our median home price now is sitting at $192,000 a year, which that's up 6.7% since, 2018, our median price was $178,000. So that's a pretty decent jump over the last 7 years.
Yeah.
So it keeps going up, which is great. The market itself, it's our market has weirdly still remain mostly, not everywhere, a seller's market in northeastern Pennsylvania because we still have a big demand for our area. Our supply in the surrounding Scranton and its areas it just keeps dropping. It's 267 homes. We're down 8% from where we should have been at this point last year. over, 67% of the homes in Scranton are in the surrounding areas are still selling within 30 to 45 days, which is pretty remarkable. Some of the busier markets in Scranton alone are the East Mountain, Green Ridge area. But regionally and economically, our inventory as a whole, it remains historically low. We're seriously low on the single family homes too. So we're actively right around November of 2024, we started to see a peak and then it just completely dropped. And they're saying that many longtime homeowners are holding on to their historic pandemic mortgage rates at an all time low, which is, that definitely is hurting reduce the turnover because people are stuck in their rate. But again, have a conversation with a lender because maybe that house is still not working for you and you want to get out, but the only thing holding you from getting out is your rate. So I definitely think that people just need to be, knowledgeable of that conversation and having that information and then getting out there and talking to a lender, talking to a realtor, talking to somebody that could have this conversation and, educate you on that because if the only thing holding you to your home is a rate, and you need another bedroom, you need another bathroom, let's talk, let's have a conversation. I think, too, what helps our local area and our economy is that we have a lot of healthcare, a lot of education, and a lot of manufacturing. So it's bringing a lot of people into our area. So I think, too, that's why, again, northeastern Pennsylvania, that crazy little bubble that just is never sticks to the norm. I mean, if you were to Google and look at statistically from an analytic on a and on the economy side, on the business side, they'll tell you right now, pretty much most of the country has flipped to a buyer's market again and not a seller's market where northeastern Pennsylvania is totally different. So, the rates again are, we're still seeing them remaining at a calm period, but our inventory is still historically lower than where it should be.
Yeah. Well, again, if you're thinking about selling, the only way you can get inventory up is to put your house on the market. If you're thinking about it and you want to buy another house or move down or move up, whatever it is, give yourself the opportunity of knowing what you can get, what you can do, and talk to a realtor. And Leah, if someone needs to get in touch with you or anyone at ERA, how do they do that?
You can call me at 570-947-9250. And then also, if you want to talk to any of our agents, call the office at 570-587-9999. Go on our website. It's ERA1.com. So that's ERA1.com. We're on all forms of social media. We do have 5 offices, and we're reachable in anywhere you look, between social media, the phone, email. Go to our website, click on us, look to see with an agent that you want to connect with. So call us. We're in the paper. We're everywhere.
Yes, you are. Well, thank you, Leah. We hope you have a good weekend, and we appreciate you coming on and talking with us today about all things real estate, all the good stuff that happens at ERA, One Source Realty. Keep up your good work, Leah, because as always, you're doing a bang-up job. You always do. And congratulations to you, honey, on all your success with that, because I know how hard you work.
Thank you.
And you're a good old West Sider, always doing the best. So
that's right.
Keep it up. And
that's right.
Here you go. And we'll see you soon. And everyone else out there, thank you so much for spending time with us. We hope you have a good weekend. See you next week. Be safe. And please be nice. Bye.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.